Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Strecker Farms in Bighorn, Montana. I'm Sarah Brown. In our final episode of this season, Shane Strecker delights in harvesting his sugar beets. The sugar beet campaign is well underway on this bright blue Montana afternoon. Despite this weekend's rain, conditions are pretty darn perfect.
And it's kind of a meticulous job. You have to do a good job because what we're looking for is the little white, see the little white crown that's left?
Uh-huh.
That's what we want.
Shane points to a row of white crowns poking out from the soil like little bald heads.
That is a perfect storable beet because there isn't any tops on it.
I see.
So that's what we're shooting for.
Okay.
And it's not always easy to get them like this.
It seems really good pretty precise.
Yes, it is.
And is this also why you wanted the field so level?
Yes, absolutely. The leveler, the better, because then you can adjust your equipment and everything rides the same. There is no swales and valleys and dips, so to speak. Yeah.
So here he's coming through.
Yeah, we'll step out over here.
Months ago, I joined Shane in planting a field rutted from the spring's fertilizer application. It wasn't ideal. As he explained at the time, the more uniform the soil, the more consistent the seed depth, and the better the planting is. Now I really get why that matters. Before the beets are harvested, a defoliator removes the leaves to expose the roots. So a perfectly planted beet means a perfectly topped beet, and a perfectly topped beet means a perfectly stored beet. That's because the leaves rot the beets that are piled and stored, sometimes for months, before they ship to the Billings processing plant. Last weekend's rainfall softened the earth and has relegated the semi-trailers to the hard-packed edges of the field. The harvesters are fitted with beet carts, which dump beets into the semis to drive to the Hysham piling ground. That extra step slows the workflow slightly, but the rain was welcome nonetheless. If the ground is too dry, the harvesters can't pull the beets.
If it's really dry and hard, you will break the roots off as you're pulling them. They kind of break off in the ground. It's just so hard to pull them out of the dirt.
I see.
Another couple days, the conditions will be perfect here. They'll be really good. And then you can get way too wet to where it's just a boggy mess. And we've done that before too. But sometimes you don't have any choice but to go out and mud out your sugar beets, mud your crop out.
Shane is racing to harvest his last 1,200 acres by the end of October. If the ground freezes, the harvester can't pull the beets out of the ground. And once the roots freeze, they turn to mush when they thaw, making them useless.
There's a time to harvest beets and a time to be done, just like anything else.
And the time is now.
The time is now. Yep. And so we're going along here pretty good. Well, here comes a truck now. See, he'll pull in and the cart will load him.
Everybody is out here today, including Shane's retired parents. His mother, Alice, is bearing homemade apple bread for the hungry farmers.
Right now we're running two harvesters, two defoliators, three beet carts, and nine semis. Fortunately, you know, there's a lot of us. You know, we're all family, and we got some hired help, obviously, but most of it is all family.
Shane's in a great mood. On this mild autumn day, the crop he's worked all year to grow, tuning machinery, planting, scouting, fertilizing, irrigating, spraying, is finally ready. And what a crop it is. Bountiful and healthy, heavy with sugar, sure to mitigate the blow from the disappointing barley harvest earlier this season.
When all those come together, it just makes it so easy.
So easy.
And I love it when it all works out.
I don't know if I would say this is so easy, but
yeah, I love it.
It's definitely, you can see the sort of literal fruit of your labor.
Yeah. Oh, I've enjoyed this since a little kid. This is what I live for right here. It's what I love. As far as a job, yeah, this is all I want to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap for season 16 of Field Days. From all of us at Yellowstone Public Radio, a heartfelt thank you to Shane Strecker for sharing his story with us.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.